Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, sorry we're getting a late start. Again with problems, but we think we have them beat.
Amy? Keep talking.
Okay, we are hoping we have them beat so that we can go ahead and still do a one-hour show. How are you all doing? I mean, I hope it's been a good day for you. Boy, we certainly had a very nice holiday weekend there. And it's a little rough going on, today, going back to work. But we are now heading into the fall for the holidays. Whoop-de-doo, right? I know it's a little depressing when you think of that you're going to get involved with and do when you are preparing for the holiday. For some of us who have lost love recently, it's not going to be in both Santa Clauses for us. But, you know, if you have children, you kind of have to push through. You're alone. There's so many things that you can do. They're mixing with others. Not in a food or a soup kitchen, but you can also, sometimes they love to have help at American Legions, the VFWs. There's another one. What's the name of the Fleet Reserve for the Navy? So I'm just saying, it is kind of a big as we're heading forward. But once we get there, I think it'll all be worth it. What's the matter? Having problems?
No, I'm having problems. Even though I didn't mean to. Ignore that, Facebook.
All right. So just a reminder to all, the readings we're giving this evening will be conducted using ordinary. This is the method that my grandmother taught me and heard during the introduction. There's nothing else, no tarot cards, no oracle cards, no, I don't know, there's so many doggy kitty bird cards that this is all we use. That's ordinary. We could just start dealing out poker. That's what we will be using as soon as Jim is to join us here. He will share with you some tips on calling in.
Well, and I will have to give you that number. I didn't have any. This is an old word. That phone number to call in is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Or
yes.
All right. When you call in, you'll go on hold. You'll hear the show. I just tested it, so everything's good. You'll hear that when you hear the show. Normal, you're on hold, and we're going to get to you. We have physical lists we see. When you are talking, you get off speakerphone and Bluetooth.
Yes.
Safely and legally, because it will degrade what we hear. We might have a lot of repeating back and forth. What'd you say? Let's see, what else did I want to say? And background noise. Just down, relax, chill. Don't be running, jogging while you're trying to talk to us. Chasing airplanes, stuff like that. Don't be playing chicken.
Don't be catching planes?
Chasing planes. If you need to catch a plane, you got to catch a plane.
Okay.
And then international folks, if you're there, shout out. We have Michelle and Tina, both from the UK here.
Yay,
right now.
God.
My Foxy just rolled in.
Well,
it's been a while.
Yeah.
You've been hiding it. All right, and let's see. This show is for entertainment information only. That's our disclaimer. Secondary to forms of communication popular for the UK folks and anybody else that can't call in, because we've had domestic people that will do this. You can messenger us. You can Deborah Lee using Facebook Messenger. And that's cool because it's in paying for internet, then it doesn't cost you anything. But only when we actually ask for that, because it doesn't have an automatic cool hold system. So if we're not ready, we got to kind of like say, no, hang up on you temporarily. But you have to be friends with Deborah Lee first. Facebook makes, we don't make the rules, you know, but it makes sense. Messenger, yeah. Anybody on earth, and they'd be like, Jesus God, who are these people? Messenger, I don't even know. So we get it. Oh, Suzanne's here also. Hello, from the land of Mary.
Yeah, great.
Let's see.
This may turn into just a show.
It may. Well, here's what happened. Yeah. We have computers dropping like flies around here, so we had to go to another room, bring another one out, and start from scratch. Was already supposed to have started, so that's why. Now, a blog talk, folks, might have had some people home for 10 minutes, and there's not even a peep. That's not a good sign if they don't hear the show. They'll hear background music. We've heard it before the show, some kind of like their music. But
yeah.
There's a certain point where you know that 10 minutes past the hour, and I'm still listening to all of your music. They must have a show problem. But we're not fretting because people do drive-bys all the time on blog talk. They go on there, go to the shows. It shows you all what's on now first. So we'll get there. And let's see here. So, all right, let's open. We have no callers right now. I'll give that number out, though. Suzanne has called in before. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Otherwise, we are opening. Well, Oprah, you are. We are opening the door for our Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee Ned. Yeah, I Foxy says long time no see.
Yeah, it's a while.
And Suzanne says she just got off work, so that's cool. Okay. So, you know, we're not going to screw anybody over and end up. We've got people here that will actually want readings. That would be not fair. They'd be like bait and switch. Hey, okay, you're going to do an hour show. Well, sorry, it's only going to be a 35 minutes. People would be like, what the hell? Especially the ones who stay up late. Especially like the UK folks would be staying up late. All right, I'm building a list real quick. We got callers coming in. I can call to do my hacking because I don't want any cuts, so I manually put them in a Word file. 787.
But they're building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I say, once people arrive, you know, they probably were on there before, like, when is the show started? And then they check back. So we're doomies. Dummies. I think I know. That was the one I put in just on the test.
Oh, look at that.
All right, we're going to go to the phone. Folks, messenger, do not messenger us right now, folks.
Hello
there.
Hello, New York 347.
Welcome to the show. What is?
Hello, how's it going?
All right, everything's going good. What you got cooking? Who is this, please?
My name is Linda from New York.
Hi, Linda.
From New York.
Have you before?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Well, welcome.
Yeah. We're glad to have you with us.
Don't be shy. Everything's cool here.
And you are definitely among friends.
Yeah, there's no format rules you have to follow
here.
No. You want to know something? Doesn't have to be love. It can be. But if you want to...
That's true. We have to clarify that.
Yeah. It's like a love doctor, like she said, we won't go back to the history. We'll all grow old if we go through the history. But it started out because I was young. That is the number one question. Still pretty popular. But anything you would like to know about, give us some background info to help out since you're a new-time caller, and Deb will start doing your cards for you for
exactly.
free.
Exactly.
Free.
So, Linda, tell us a little about your situation.
About my situation?
Yes.
Well, right now I'm single.
You're single. Okay.
And I'm picking it you would like to not be single forever is what I'm getting, right?
Yeah.
So you want a love reading, looking for your future and the love?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Do you have like even a boyfriend at all right now? that maybe you're thinking about, maybe might be a boyfriend coming that you know?
Somebody that, okay, so her athletic field or playing field is...
Her love radar scope is empty right now.
So...
Okay, well, that's all we need to know.
And I want to remind everyone, including you, Linda, that I support card layout. So, I lost my so I'm not doing a random pull of a couple cards. I want to lay them all out and get a really good perspective on what's going on in this. So that is what I'm going to do starting now.
Okay.
I'll chat with you while I'm doing that.
Yes, I will chat. It seems like we're Keystone Cops right now because we had equipment failure that we had to swap around. So
it really does...
So we're kind of bumbling right now.
Yeah.
We got like a 12-minute late start. Probably Fred Flintstone had back in the day. Bedrock. We're down to one Bedrock computer. The two main dogs, they have decided to take vacation for the rest of the year, apparently.
Oh, boy.
We'll see. We got to troubleshoot. It's not necessarily a done deal. We'll troubleshoot the other one that just went kaputsky. So, I guess you were just cruising through Blog Talk and you saw it was live, right?
Yeah.
I said, that's great. I'm glad you called in and you were the first caller. Cool.
And you are also the person who has just called in and you've got really hard.
Aha.
Now, you might feel like you're in the Mojave Desert as far as opportunities go, particularly within the love realm. But I'm here to tell you that I really think that especially as you go into the new year, I am seeing a really good love interest for you coming along. Also, opportunities to make more money in the projecting into January. Now, are you possibly on the lookout for a job or want to what's the word? Like,
I don't know. Improve your career.
Please
improve your maybe your finances. You wish they were better. Anything like
that? Yes, that's so true. I was at a good job, but I had left that job. And yeah, I'm now looking forward to you.
Yeah, now you're looking to better job. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, it's going to happen. I know we have to. There is a delay with the telephone, folks.
We got a scammer.
So I want you to know that there is definitely new opportunities coming. I see someone very much in particular here who is going to want to get to know you, that is going to be very into you romantically. Now, I'm not seeing at a particular point that this will culminate, say, in a union of marriage. A lot of times that comes away, but other times it takes the relationship really forming for that to happen.
Sure. Well, yeah, and this is a too, so.
Yes, I want to ask you, and if it's personal, you don't have to answer, but I'm seeing here you had somebody very close to you in love that broke your heart. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Oh, it's really nice.
That's why you see it in the cards then. So
yes,
yeah.
But I want you to know I need to be a reconciliation.
Interesting.
I see you here, and this really has, in its way, devastated you. I mean, I can see the pain that you're going through. But I really think that there's another chapter yet to this story. If you're hoping the two of you will get back together, I'm thinking it's a very real possibility.
All right. Well, here's part of the show that I always forget to talk about, but don't hang up. I'm going to explain a few things right now. At the end of your reading with Deborah, I'm going to play that reading's over, and that means it's over, everybody out there. And I'm going to make one card, angel card reading real quick before. And end of the call. I don't hang up on anybody. I put you back on hold in case you listen to the show on your phone. That's up to you. Just some people want to keep the phone. So
right.
I don't hang up on anybody. You want to hang up, that's cool. You got things to do. But
yeah.
I'm not going to cut you off. But anyway, here is your angel card. The subject is overcoming difficulties. Archangel Jeremiah.
Love
the worst is now behind you.
Yeah.
And you are surmounting any previous.
I like that for you, Linda, because I really think much better days than what you're going through right now are coming.
Yeah. That's...
Yeah.
Soaring over the mountain.
I wasn't really hoping to get back with that person at all.
You're not?
Yeah, I wasn't hoping to.
Well, it's funny how things change as time passes.
You know, and when, if the opportunity arises, it'll be your decision.
There will be you will never be alone. There's a new definitely coming for you. But sometimes
new
people...
Energy, right? Not the old, please.
You got somebody new.
New kid on the block.
What you need to do, Linda, is you need to call us often during the show. Okay. During our show. You have very complex cards. They're good cards. But they show that I will need to each time that I read for you.
Yeah, definitely keep calling back. We do several shows during the week.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to look for them on Blog Talk. We're pretty much on Monday. We're on News for, and that's Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's standard. We do Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, but sometimes we do 7 straight days.
And you're welcome
to call back each and every show.
Now there is a place on Blog Talk Radio where you can follow.
Yes, if you
that you want.
Yeah, you can. Like if you pull up like our little area that we have. Follow things so then you get notified.
Yeah, so I'd love to hear from you again, hon.
Sure. Thank you for holding and thank you for being.
All right. Thanks for listening to
you. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold now.
All right.
Bye bye.
Okay.
All right. 347. We have another regular from 347.
Oh, we do.
I think it's Tamika.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah. That's New York. So, yeah, here he goes. Got lots of people in them. Hey, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Folks that are actually blog talkers and folks alike, we started, so we're going to end the show. So don't look at that clock saying, oh, we got less than a half hour left. We have more than a half hour left. You get screwed.
Yeah.
Facebook, folks, is a pretty, pretty super awesome chance that if you want to messenger us, we can do that.
Yeah.
We're not going to put a caller on hold for typed-in questions. That's just it takes too long, and that caller, if you start typing questions, and then there's that delay, and it just makes the poor callers have to wait too long.
If you type it, copy them so you can paste it. Don't they go away after a while?
No, I don't care about that even.
Yeah.
We just don't really want to, because
if
we have anybody that's live.
Yeah.
And so anyway, all right, we're going to go to the phones. Phones, we show. I believe we know who this is. Well, let's pretend we're... 443 Maryland, who could it be?
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Suzanne.
Yes. Boy, the connection tonight is terrible.
What is?
Yeah, but your connection is, it's like really weird tonight.
I don't know. I listened. It sounded okay on our end. But no.
So, it's just clicking in and out. I mean, I could hear you.
Yeah.
But...
Because you're in the car.
You're in the car. We're from 190 whatever. So we're gonna have to just do a week.
We'll get through it.
Yep.
All right. Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just calling in for a checkup and also to see if you have anything like anything I need to know.
All right. Now, while I'm doing that,
I will explain to our folks.
Thank you. Oh. Yes, I've called Puerto Rico. The one in Puerto Rico.
Oh, we should. I didn't mean us to start about it right
now.
I was just letting you know what was up. Kids and their crazy little fucks. Trying to give her a heads up, and I could have just said it all out. Anyway, new people out there, if you call in and say I want a general reading or I want a checkup, you're going to get a piece of crap reading, basically. Let's say that, because you're going to be unsatisfied. It's not going to be a piece of crap. It's going to be Because
General
she's gonna,
General O.
She doesn't know anything about you. She doesn't have a history. She doesn't know a bunch of, but you haven't a lot of the questions, or she knows about a lot of situations. But for people on a regular basis, that general checkup thing is just fine on time.
Just had a question for you. Are you still following the path that will take you toward spiritual career?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because, ooh, do I have some good news to share with you. Just got to get the rest of these cards. Yes.
Hi. I'm doing the horrible forbidden leaving silence, which is never allowed.
Okay, the good news. Definitely have an opportunity in your future. I don't want it to seem too soon because I feel prepared right at this particular time.
Okay.
There is a man featured. I think he is very instrumental in the world of spirituality, healing, metaphysics. I mean, he's got his fingers in lots of very...
lots of pots. Fingers in many pots.
And he's very successful, and he is going to end up his, I don't want to say state, but, you know, adding her to his...
I don't know. Client list, business clients.
Representation, I believe it's going to be.
No taxation without representation.
No, it's but we're also, I'm seeing that on the way there, you're going to have very low spirits. Are you kind of in the doldrums right now, feeling a little low?
Sometimes, yeah.
Or are you doing pretty good?
I'm kind of probably in the middle right now. I have a few worries, but other than that, I'm okay.
All right, good. Make sure that you try to keep yourself uplifted. A lot of good self-care.
Okay.
Don't try to push things. It'll all come in its own best time. All right?
Okay.
And something is saying to me here that you need to have work done, not for anything serious, but I think there's a balance.
So maybe life could be a little better.
Hormones.
Oh, those damn hormones. Yeah. Damn, they just moan loud.
Think I need to have some hormone work? Is that what you said?
I think that you should.
No, she said some blood work.
Blood work. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of checkup schedule you go on or anything. We get blood work done like twice a year.
Or more.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But a minimum of twice a year, I believe. But, you know, stuff like that.
I just think it might be good
for
you.
Any insight as to go ahead.
What it could be?
Yeah.
What it's about?
Yeah.
Well, kind of a medical nature, but I'm trying to see.
Well, you said it wasn't serious.
No.
That's the big key.
It's not like they're going to find, you know, meths in your, like, say, urine sample, which is when found out he had kidney cancer.
Yeah, she's basically.
Nothing.
It's not life or death serious.
Okay.
You don't need to run out immediately, go to the doctor.
No.
You know, talk to him and schedule ahead. Hey, next time I get a checkup or whatever, can we do
it? It could be like a little bit of a thyroid fluctuation, something like
that. Okay.
I'll tell you, if you're missing
thyroid stuff runs in my family too.
Look at that.
Okay, well that's good.
Yeah,
it's very good, and it can really affect.
It can do some crazy stuff to the body, as she knows. But family.
Yeah, my mother doesn't have hers anymore, and I have her three sisters all have trouble with theirs.
Oh, I think we might have nailed.
Then you have to keep your eyeball on.
My mother had Hashimoto's, so
You know, it can cause big mood swings and fluctuations in terms of our outlook on life. So,
it can cause so many things. It's amazing what it can do to you mentally and physically.
Absolutely. And Suzanne,
she knows, but I run the event.
Your husband seems to be either now or in the coming days thinking about something, like being upset.
Okay.
I'm not sure what. He doesn't want to talk about it.
But you don't know yet. He might be a little miffed.
It could do with possibly family issues. I tell you, Jim, you've seen on the shows how many people call in with family trouble.
Yep. Can't live with them, can't live without them.
Let me tell you. Stole his mother's house that was supposed to be sold and split between all the children. And she tricked her when she didn't know anything into signing something saying that she could live there until she died. And he had called an attorney recently to see if they could get somebody to buy him out of his part of it, but everybody's acting like that's not going to be a good thing, that she might get all of it. So we just have to wait until she decides to move or dies to get anything out of it.
Boy, that is it, right?
Yeah, that would make me stew and get
pissed
off.
Because it's showing resentful. Betrayal.
And it's a relative.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, the house is worth like $2 million.
Oh,
my
God. And it would
be split four
ways. And is there any kind of will or something to back it up?
We have a will, but we know that the page was, she used to work for an attorney, the sister, and she took her in and had a page done that added this to it without the mother didn't know what was going on when she did that. She signed it. She could still do that. Absolutely. Yes. And she also, all of the like bank accounts and everything like that, she used to go and do stuff for her mother to, you know, like, so she was like not a custodian of the account, but she went and took her mother and had them changed so that it looked like they were co-owners of the account. So when the mom died, she got everything.
Oh, boy.
Everything.
Yeah, they were like,
all
sure.
All the money. Yes. Instead of being a custodian of the account, she was a co-owner of the account.
Yeah, so automatically you take one, you're the only one left and it's all yours.
Well,
right.
This is good.
So she took all of that.
And she's got all the money.
Yep.
So she must be a heartless, soulless bitch.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yep.
It sounds like somebody that's very satanic almost. Jesus.
Well, this is going to be a huge wedge, you know, for a very long
time. Oh, they haven't spoken in 2 years.
Oh, yeah. They will never speak again, ever.
No, but he's going to sit a long while with these feelings.
Well, because it's pissed because you're like, I can't do shit.
And family.
And
well,
he
can't retire. You know,
right.
He lost his business one time, and so he had to kind of start over in his 50s. I met him later after he'd started over, and then he doesn't have a retirement, so he had to he's still working. And he'd really like to retire, and just getting that would be enough for him to retire. But, you know, and it's not like she'd be out in the cold. She'd have a share of it, too. She could buy her own house.
That's pure greed.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Come knocking.
She'll pay for it.
You
she
bet.
If nothing else, eventually she's going to meet her sister.
In the
other life.
Yeah.
And there's some words there.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but the good card is that you are going to face a profitable, secure future for you and your husband.
Yeah,
oh,
just
good.
Right now, pissed off, and who wouldn't be?
This is heartburn. Like a huge magnet.
Yeah, pissed off
for him.
All right. Stand by.
Thank you.
Don't stand by quick for your angel card reading.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right.
Hang up on you. I'll put you on hold when we're done in case you want to listen. You're driving. You might not. Your call. Subject, divine
I'll
order.
I'll go to Facebook and listen to you. It's better.
That's the question that she started with. Archangel Raguel. Everything I see right now. Look past the illusion into the underlying.
excellent.
That was early on. You had mentioned something like that. Like everything's going to fall into place.
I really believe it is going
to. Yeah, that's what you were saying.
And you know, this woman,
I believe
really,
you
know. Yeah, well, sure. She should watch her step because something's pretty bad. You know, when you hurt people needlessly like this.
Yeah, I don't know how people have no conscience.
I don't know how. You
I don't understand that.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it's mental illness.
Yeah. Well,
I wonder about that. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you so much. Glad you got off work in time to call. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Good to hear from you, hon.
From the land of Mary.
Thank you.
All right. Care. Bye-bye now.
All right.
That reminds me so much of, like, the other fellow.
Oh, is a lot. You know, that's smoke. Even on, and caller out there, we told you, you're not on hold with the IRS. We got you. I visually see you. Good.
Yes.
Yeah, like, IRS says, what do they tell? You call like 30 minutes after they open and said, we're already too full tomorrow.
Yeah, well.
It's like, really?
You've
been open for 30 effing minutes and you're booked and you already know you can't get to me till tomorrow.
They got it like that.
But didn't you talk to, I don't know, it might not have been the IRS, might have been OPM or something. They said some of their system. That's why it was doing that.
Yeah, and they were short-staffed. They're only taking.
But anyway, bottom line is we're not going to diss you like that. I mean, like that. No, we're not going to do that, Tom Petty.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Can we take our call?
I just want to let everybody know I just extended the show since we started super late due to computers blowing goats. We thought we want to take them and throw them out in the street, but they got warranties and then we wouldn't be able to get them. So it is what it is. I want to. Right now, real quick, because the show is not 15 minutes away from ending, if there is anybody on Facebook, I would like a reading real quick before we take our next caller. Only messenger readings. We can't do the type of people on hold. That's just not fair to them.
Yeah.
It isn't. But if you're a messenger person, it's quicker because it's just like a call. It is a call. It's just through the internet. So we'll wait 20 to 30 seconds.
Do that well.
All right, anyway, final. But, you know, how can I call it stupid? How many years go on? Good Lord. But anyway, all right, well, I think that clock is going to tick. On the messenger, folks. So, to our next caller, which is in Puerto Rico, United States, but not a state.
Well, hello there.
Hey, how are you guys?
We are doing pretty well, considering.
Wunderbar.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. It's been a while, huh?
Oh, a long time.
It's been many, many.
How is life? You're in Puerto Rico, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
we got there for sure.
Yeah. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, what you got cooking?
Well, so far everything's been, it's been okay. You know, it's been all right.
Okay.
I just wanted to know a general reading or any, if there's any messages from spiritual messages for me.
All right. Is there anything you would like to know? Are you kind of, do you have a direction?
Something, yes.
Is there a spiritual, directional thing you want to do spiritually that you would like to message on in particular, or you just want general spiritual?
Yeah, something general, or if there's anybody that wants to get in touch with me or family members or anything, for the future.
Well, iFoxy, that's all the other people. iFoxy is not a brand new caller, so that we can roll with this. Because we have info. I'm telling the other people, though.
I got a history there.
Yes, a lot of history. So it's been a little while since you've called. You must be having too much fun in Puerto Rico.
I'm having fun. I've gone to the beach for a few times and just hanging out, just enjoying the weather.
You don't really winter, do you, per se?
I don't what?
Puerto Rico, their winter is not really winter, right?
Oh no, there's no winter over here. I mean, there's no snow. It's just it gets a little bit cooler. That's it.
Still a little bit. You never have to put a jacket on though. Anyway.
Well, I hate to do this.
No,
but
really.
Yeah,
because the humidity here is pretty bad. But in Christmas time, it's pretty nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Have you been there with the Navy, Jim?
I never got to make a stop there. They have there's a Navy base, Roosevelt Roads. Our carriers never really business there. Too bad. That's too bad. It would have been cool. I know that they're
the island's beautiful. It's really nice.
And they have like some of the best rum on. It is so cheap compared to what we have to pay here for
that.
Incredible. It's incredible.
I got a question. Did the situation resolve between you and your daughter?
Nah, she's still the same.
Yeah. A lot of people, you might have heard me say with the previous caller, it's like family problems, conflict, issues. They are really ruining so many people's lives. And maybe it was due to the pandemic. Who knows? I mean, I've actually put a finger on it.
Well, I tell you one thing. You did tell me about a separation and problems within the marriage, and that's what's happening with my second daughter. She's the one that you did mention a breakup. And she just recently had a baby. The baby's just a year old. It's been a while. You told me that, and it came out. It's coming out.
Did you see the baby?
I'm kind of like breaking up. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. See, we're having a lot of problems.
Okay. No.
Well, I wondered if you had seen the baby. If you can, you know, get that.
Yeah, I've seen the baby. I was there when she was born. But it's been a while already. I just see her through videos and stuff and through the camera.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, your life is definitely in flux right now. It's when the cards seem to be like in a confusion, that generally means we are moving toward a new future that is still nebulous. One thing I want to tell you, I see surprise money coming to you. And, oh, are you going to be happy? Could be through a lottery or a contest, but it's going to really thrill you to get this bunch of money for you. And
some money coming? Really?
Yes, a good sizable amount. And I see you celebrating it. I mean, there's a lot of ways that you can receive money. You can win it. It could be through a inheritance. Could be through a lawsuit.
It could be some weird stuff too, like maybe there was a tax error, windfall.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it just can be like, what is this? But you know what? So.
Well, here's the thing, too. Your spiritual, those who are in spirit are not communicating with me right now. And part of that is you need to come more often when you're able, so I can really establish the connection that I had with you previously, because there's stuff here, but it's just not clear enough for me to actually read right now. But I do feel, you know, when I think about this money, I think something is coming up. It could be a class action lawsuit because I'm around it. All right. And it's a good amount of money. Is that a bird? Is that a bird?
What?
Do you have background?
Oh, those are the coquis.
The what?
There's coquis. They're these little frogs, and they're very small, but they make a very large sound, and it sounds like a bird.
They're frogs?
Yeah, they're very small, but they make that noise at night. It's only at nighttime that they make them.
Oh, when you're trying to sleep, isn't that nice?
Actually, it doesn't bother you. It doesn't really bother. You don't. Once you fall asleep, I'm used to them, but they sound like birds. Yeah. Wow,
okay,
you could hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, very, clear. Very, very loudly.
I have a question.
Yeah, I'm not even outside.
Oh, it's coming through loud and clear.
Oh, it's coming
through
loud and clear.
Yes. I hear you. Do you have a significant other, like a partner?
Well, I have a good friend. I've known him for years, and we've been, we visit each other back and forth. And he's been very nice to me, and we care about each other very much. Why?
Because I'm not sure he's the one, but there is a man that I feel likely hasn't come into your life yet. Marriage is strong with him, and he's a king of hearts, and that's the best suit, the very best suit for a partner to be characterized by. They're warm. And
really?
So
yes.
If you're not a king of hearts, then you're thrown into a pit?
No, the other ones have their own characteristics.
I'm just curious.
But,
the way you say that, it's like, oh, damn. Well, screw the rest of us.
The heart symbol itself, when you look at that, you can see that it's, very special. So I think we have an angel card for you on the way.
Well, when this man comes that you said there's someone new, is it when I get all that money?
I wouldn't be surprised. We'll have to see how this comes together, hon. And you know what? I learned long ago, when there's craziness in the cards, I go with crazy because it's from the stuff that comes true, seriously. All right, Jim is going to deliver your angel card.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, subject is gifts from God.
Ooh.
Archangel Sandalphon says, we have angels. No, we angels, they quarrel too, not just him. We angels bring you gifts from your creator. Open your arms to receive.
Yeah. There you go. Put your arms.
Oh, wow. Great. That sounds wonderful.
Different things.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to think about
and
that.
And please
stuff.
Be with us more when you can. We miss you.
Yeah, it's been a long
time. Yeah.
I've been missing you guys too. I've
been having too much fun. Yes, she has. And we don't blame you. There's no complaints. We don't blame you.
I try to get the best of what I can.
We understand.
So you take care now, and we'll watch for you to call again sometime.
Sweetly.
I will. I'll keep in touch. God bless.
God bless
you,
too.
I'll put you back on hold so you can listen if you desire.
Did we get
more? Yeah, now we extended the show.
Yes.
I want to give an international shout to Mike.
Mike.
And he did, and I read it in the paper. I read sometimes, once in a while, I actually venture into the news because it might not. There was a significant event in UK. Remember, they actually transitioned to the new prime minister. Remember the guy retired, but he still had to stay in power until they got to that point.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is it the one they like?
I can't speak. I read a little bit about it. I thought it was a female, I thought. And it was weird because the voting was like really limited to their politics, but I don't want to get too caught up in it, but it was like, interesting. But anyway, so, yep, they got that rocket. So, all right. We got a few people. Hi, everybody. We also had Bev. Anybody that just got in here for take some phone calls again. We extended the show. Don't freak out when you see the time. Call-in show, priority 515. I should have this memorized by 602-9676. We're on a different computer, so I don't have it automatically in there to copy and paste. That's the number to call in. We are going to go to our next caller, which is area code 916. And I believe we know who this is in California. Is this Lynn?
Yes, it is.
Boy, you're good.
Well, she was on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no psychic abilities. I'm an idiot.
Hi, Lynn. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, Deborah. Is it going to stop?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question.
It's one of those raining things, and you know, eventually it ends.
When it rains, it pours. Oops. Yeah. Well, you know that my daughter has brain cancer.
Oh, no.
Melanoma. Yeah.
No.
And she had what they could see. They removed it. So she's home now. She had a stroke, and she's doing really good with that. She has to start chemo this week. And my niece, Crystal, who you know,
yes,
just had a mass in her colon. And then my daughter's husband's brother, who has a store right here by her, was in his shop, in his store on Sunday. Two robbers came in and stabbed him in the head with a screwdriver several times.
Oh, my God. Did they kill him?
No, they didn't. But they tried.
Oh, what? The world has gone crazy.
It is. It is. And you know what?
I'm telling you.
Yes, sir. Anyway.
All right. What can we do for you?
A lot of darkness that we just talked
about. You can tell me when all this madness is going to stop.
All the dark, horrible crap is finally going to be behind her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, like you said, the rainy.
I'm pretty fed up.
Was your daughter impaired at all from the surgery?
Not so much the surgery, but she had a stroke.
Oh.
So she can talk.
Yeah.
She's walking now. She's determined to get up and walk and to use that arm. But at first, she couldn't use her right arm or leg.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. She shaved a quart. They left a quarter of her hair, you know.
Yeah.
So we've been putting these little beanie caps on with a braid, so it looks good, but she's going to lose it with chemo anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? And I guess to the point where that remission stuff all works out, it'll come. If not, there's wigs. There's no shame. There's no shame.
Wigs are so beautiful now.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't even tell.
Hell yeah.
So I think she'll rock the bald.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and
that's...
many do, too. That's actually not, you know, like... Yeah. Be like, oh my God, but nowadays there's nothing wrong with
very
that.
Very sexy.
There's nothing wrong with that.
What I'm getting from your parts, I think is divine intervention kicking in here, because it is the response to your question, when is it all going to end? The card saying, bring it in, like you need to gather. I feel like you're gathering up a bunch of blessings and it's like being in a garden, is what I'm visualizing that I'm getting. You'll be bringing it in, you. So I'm believing what they're saying, yes, is that you, I've always said about you that you are extremely powerful with your energy. And
Deborah, I don't have no energy right now. It's 115 here in Sacramento.
My God.
Yeah.
Well, you don't.
You look outside and you start sweating.
Yeah. Well, we haven't been there from the temperature. We've been here.
I went to Texas in June, and I'll. How those people live like that? I really. Or now you.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. This is the worst heat wave in years.
Right.
And look at the UK's on fire. It's drought.
Yeah. Yeah. Said they had some rain.
Yeah, we're on fire over here too. It's
California's on fire every excuse me. Here.
I'd like to hear the angel card.
Oh, is it? All right.
Only because I'm having trouble with this one.
Well, and have other callers anyway. So, but thank you so much. Stand by, Lynn. Good luck to you. Your angel card.
Okay,
ready.
Thank you.
It's a good angel card, and I think you. Subject is gentleness. Archangel Sandalphon says, "Be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround people, situations, and environments." It sounds easier said than done.
Yeah, and what I think what I'm getting at here is all of this, you know, negativity that's going on around you with your family members, with your community. I've always felt there's a calling that you would have yet to answer.
Yeah, it might not be
well,
visible.
Well, it's
yet.
Funny you should say that.
Why?
It's really funny because I co-teached quite a few years ago with this woman, and we just reconnected, and she wants to start a positive coven.
Do it. Yes. Why I feel it's you driving. And while I am not seeing her presently here, I do feel this influence. And I felt that was like divine intervention coming through. We are going to, the words just seem so that it's kind of hard for me to explain, but it's as if the two of you can put a real change into the world. But no pressure,
yeah.
You know. Yeah, you're going to save the world. Pressure.
It's all good.
Well, but I think that there's so much negativity that a positive thing would be good for the world right now.
It's the yin and yang. There has to, you know, with balance. And if the world was unicorns and rainbows, there'd be something negative coming along because it has to have balance. It's kind of sad sometimes, but it's good to know when the things are down and below. Is going to be positive,
I really think you two are going to make a huge impact and all kinds of followers coming forward. And when I think people have become extremely disillusioned with traditional religion. They're seeking something else. It's not them the way it used to. So I really think your reading is all about that woman coming into your life. That's almost miraculous, you know, for the two of you.
Yeah.
And
like I say, we used to teach classes, you know, and it was all about positivity and all of that. So.
Well, I think that's what needs to happen. Watch. You'll become, you'll have so many people, but you'll be able to really do something positive, you know, something positive.
Yeah, I think
so too. So I, all the way, boy, I'll be a member. I'll join. Just let me know when, all right? So, honey.
All right, I will.
I see that in the cards, all of those three need to get better, okay?
Yeah.
They are definitely recovery, yes. So.
Okay.
Card. Now call us again soon. I'd love to keep, you know, up to what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right, good luck
to
you.
God bless. Yeah. God bless.
Other callers. We have some catching up to from our Facebook, some international stuff going on. We have Rachel from the land of Ireland, Dublin itself, Ireland. Rachel.
Wow. I don't know how many more we can actually do. Because I have an 8:30 meeting to
attend. And we don't have that many. Well, we can make it well before.
Would be sorry.
No, we're not going beyond that. Anyway, and there were some of our earlier folks from the UK, and Mike from the UK is. It's raining. It's monkey ass. Off.
Oh, I'm glad you.
Yeah. And I shall quote him. I shall quote. It's pissing down in England at the moment. Down. Yes, indeed.
One extreme to the other, isn't
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but
that
that's
the way
wonderful
life is?
Because we've been reading that it was drought-like.
Yeah, and that's happened a lot of places too that of this year. It's like withdrawal, and also you get all this rain. Everybody's like, they're. But it's still, it's like too much. It doesn't make up for the drought. You need periods of time. You can't get like summer's worth of rain in one shot because that's actually not going to fix your problem. Let's do it. Oh, my guacamole. Holy moly, guacamole. Yeah, well, we're gonna do two that we have for sure. Next on our list, 423, Tennessee.
Hi, guys, it's Luna.
How are you, darling?
I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Okay. Yeah, we're rocking and rolling after our computer is a piece of crap.
We can't complain, so what's happening with you all?
So I went to the doctor today to go over some results that I've been waiting on for 6 months, because back in March I seen a neurologist. The neurologist soon after retired, so now I'm having to wait, go see another neurologist next month. So we've been waiting on these results for like 6 months, and they were kind of revealing. They did reveal that, you know, some of my stuff is getting better, and then other things of like I'm deficient in. But we're going to work on that, but it didn't tell us why I'm having nerve pain. My nerves have been going crazy in my lower part of my body and in my hands. So I guess my question is, do you see me getting a simple, straight answer from the neurologist, or is this going to be drawn out a little bit more?
Okay. You faded out a little bit. Yes.
Say it again. I'm sorry, honey.
Yeah, hon. Say it again about the neurologist.
Do you see me getting a simple, straight answer from her, or am I going to have to go through more tests, you know, to see if I'm going to get an answer? Because my doctor today told me, he said, there's one other syndrome that I could have, and he said, the only way we can test for it is if we do a lumbar puncture on you. I'm like, there ain't no way you're going to be able to do a lumbar puncture on me unless I'm asleep.
I have that done when I was a kid. And it was, it's a spinal tap.
I thought they could pre-treat it nowadays, but I don't know. I'm not an expert. I am not an expert on that medical stuff, and neither is Deb. Medical disclaimer.
But he said that would be the only way they could test for it, but otherwise, you know, the only other explanation would be, like, it's idiopathic. It doesn't have a reason, but, you know, am I going to get a diagnosis, or is something else going to be thrown into the mix?
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you, this neurologist, I think you're going to love her. Right?
You're breaking up. What was that?
It's a girl? A lady?
I'm not sure. I think I'm seeing a nurse practitioner. That's why I was able to get in so quick. I've had this appointment for 3 months, but if it was going to see an actual doctor, it would be like 6 months to a year.
That she is going to be a very good, very good fit for you. They're going to bring in, then there is, under Sure to Come True, I see they're going to bring in the, like, specialist, neurologist. Anyway, he's good. He's really good. And he is to fix this. If there is any that needs to be done, he's going to make it happen.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Just laughing.
So
sorry, Luna. We're not laughing at
you. Luna, don't go into this terrible. I really think you're finally going to get the right answers. It's not going to be like Lynn, who called you, and her daughter had, I forgot how many she said, brain tumors.
Brain tumor, and then came, had a stroke afterwards.
Yeah, it's like that. Okay.
And typically, when the physicians are alarmed, they make things happen faster.
Oh, you've gotten in way sooner.
So the fact that you're waiting tells them that they are not really concerned.
Exactly.
So I would take comfort if it's hard to, it's easy for
and
us to say.
And if they were really alarmed, they'd have said a pass to the hospital.
Oh, they'd have said, oh, yeah, we're going to get you checked in and we're going to do all this stuff. So, yeah. But anyway, it's good that you're concerned.
Yeah.
I would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're a human being.
Well, the good thing is anything like neurological, for me, they ruled out any cancer kind of causing issues for the neuropathy. So that's good. At least I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's one thing off the list of, oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. Boy, yes. I'll tell you, this, we're in a world of worry.
But, you know, it's weird because medical science has gotten awesome. Now they're finding things, all sorts of, like a couple hundred years ago, people just died. Just died. I don't know why, but it's like, they know why you got something, and it makes you scarier, but it's in the long run.
Yeah, they have the ability
now. They can
start
working on treatments and stuff out early. Yeah, know what I'm saying?
All right, let's see what we got.
I don't think this is related at all to stuff going on
in her
away
life.
From this medical condition. It's subject of her angel card reading is life review. Jeremiah, take inventory of your life and resolve to change anything that is unbalanced.
Not
unresolved, unbalanced. Interesting.
Be the relationships in your home, relationships with family.
The last
word
is very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you got to think about that.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, honey. And
All right.
We are way over time here for our show, and sadly, folks, I don't think we're. Well, I know we can't.
We cannot. 8:30, and we have prior commitments at 8:30, and we really like. We got 5-6 people that just came in on hold in the last 30 minutes. We're sorry.
It's very likely that. Again tomorrow.
Whenever, you never know. You never. And the big deal is here. The big picture is, you roll in. We have a 1-hour show, and we anytime you come in after we've already extended it, now you can. Your chances are just kind of if.
Yeah.
If you come in with the first hour during the scheduled time, you're gonna get a reading.
So we apologize. Best to come as early as you.
Do. Thank you. For showing up, and like I say, follow us on Blog Talk, and we will do more shows.
Yes, Karen.
And now we should have two of our good nights.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to see you. We were talking a little bit about the prime minister. I think that's big time.
Yes.
And he goes, he's into politics, and he really doesn't know much about her, so that's really interesting. You don't know what you're getting. But.
All right.
The rest of you folks.
Rest of you. If you want to be alerted when we are having a show, there is a follow button on Blog Talk Radio. Or also on, what is it?
There's like a like, follow, whatever on Facebook.
And you will get notifications.
Automatic every time.
So everybody take care. I love you. Can't wait to see you again. And get some sleep, those of you where it's late.
Very late.
All right, night, night. And bye-bye to everybody else. Mm-hmm. Big kiss for y'all. Take care.
Yeah, I had to laugh. I actually had to unhide my comment.
Why?
Because he said it's pissing down here in England. It was like hidden automatic. I had to unhide it.
They hide it? Censorship?
On their own. Because of the word pissing. So I went and unhid it and then replied. So I know that if I do that, because I think he got in trouble, not on purpose from us, but I think he said some things that I unhid it. But as soon as I reply, then they'll know. Said, a couple other chicks that were in here earlier said it's rain.
Glad for them.
Yeah, it's like, we got rain, but goddamn, will it stop?
Winter.
Well, it's about time.
Coffee actually seemed like it had caffeine. But in the beginning, I was hurting.
Yeah, I think that is.
It could be that, you know, that placebo will energize it awake, even though it's not. But you got no more decal, I can tell you that.
We left the right.
Yeah, but it's not like pick at your favorite Tupperware.
Yeah, it can't hurt to let the baby.
I didn't go cold turkey. So they need some of their protein from the camp tomorrow.
Yeah, I didn't give them any.
We got to skip that again. Did they have a bee at all?
No.
Well, you know what?
That's actually diet. It's the one for diet, you know. That's for
humans. All right, hi, baby.
It's bananas, apples, and rice. Tomorrow or whenever we do a show again, I want to run my contest. And I want to put up a little video. Oh, I think, is Kyle here? Gives us that. He's coming for his stuff. Hey, I'm coming. The doggy.
Man, I got some of the stuff in the dryer.
Oh,
sick.
Oh, really?
See what we got.
Okay.
Are you in the show?
We just ended.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, we can help you. I'll put some shoes on.
How are you feeling?
Better. Yeah. Probably be whatever.
Poisoning, but I'm better now.
So let me ask you this. How soon did you get to that feeling?
I have pizza, which is always good, at Kogan's. Really overfull feeling.
Yeah,
he didn't get it. True.
There's that other person.
The black one is ours. And
you put it there. All right. I think that's all this stuff. For now.
I said we'd put... remark too. A girl like that who's just going with is stunningly beautiful. She could really have her choice of men. Josh.
Not a 10.
No, I'd say she's a solid 8 though.
Yeah.
Probably. So I don't use the word stunning.
Boy, is it chilly in here.
Right.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. And you're probably still recovering from...
Oh, yeah.